good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Before we start, I wanted to read something to you, and I'm here to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged, and you can go ahead and stand and just be in an attitude of worship tonight. I allowed myself to get a little discouraged this week, and God's been really speaking to me about when I pray. I know that my prayer, no matter what, if it's from your heart, it is good. Prayers are wonderful. But he's speaking to me about praying his word, and where that's where my power, the power is when I'm praying his word in my situation, in my circumstance. And I'm going to go all 101 on you and read something that we all know, and I know, and I've heard it my entire life. And today, yesterday, and the day before, it has become so real to me. And it's Philippians 4. We could all quote it, I'm sure. But this is Paul writing to the Philippians, but I felt like it was just God telling me this morning, do not worry about a thing. Don't worry about anything and say, instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. That's key. Wow, that is so key. Thank him for all he's done. When you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can even understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. He says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, and right. Think about these things, those things that are pure, lovely, admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you've learned and heard from me, seen me doing, and God of peace will be with you. And I looked up, I just wrote down true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. And I looked up, what does fix in this sentence mean? What does fix my thoughts mean? To direct your attention towards something. To focus on something. To arrange and put in place definitely. To attach something in such a way that it will not move. And as I was going around the track yesterday, I just begin to pray and thank God for those things that are true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable and excellent and praiseworthy. And the coolest thing is that he meets me and you right where we are. It does not matter how many times I've read that scripture. He made that so alive in me. And God is just so able to give you power in your circumstances when you line up with what his word says. And he never fails. And when we need him. And so as we sing and we worship tonight, just be encouraged. He's with you. He is with you. Say I need you more. yesterday, I need you more. More than words can say, I need you more than ever before. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord.
The Savior alone carried the cross for all my debts. He paid the cost. Salvation complete, and forever I'm free. Calvary covers it all. Calvary covers it all. My sin and shame don't count anymore. All praise to the one who has ransomed my soul. Calvary covers it all. No power. My sin and shame don't count anymore. All praise to the one who has ransomed my soul. Don't count anymore.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane, and I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are, how great your affections are for me. Jealous for me. His love's like a hurricane, and I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy.
God, thank you for the people that you've surrounded me with, the support system that is just around me all the time, protecting me, that you've placed there. Thank you that we have each other, and thank you that the world is getting better every day and not worse.